It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Flix and Bill. I am your host, Bill Squire, and today's episode is brought to you by miracles and heavy breathing. Good Lord. I witnessed a miracle today. I have a special guest for the intro today. Martin Malloy is here, and he just passed his driver's test, even though he hit the cones two times.
Yes, I hit the cones twice, and I used my Jedi mind tricks on the instructor and convinced her to give me another chance, and I passed it the third time.
Let's be honest, you're no Jedi.
I'm no Jedi, but I can use a Jedi mind trick.
No, but so if you're not a Jedi, you're what? What are the bad guys called?
A Sith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Sith. Sith mind trick.
Sith mind trick. All right. Well, I'm glad to have you here, Marty. And we're going to talk about the movie Wine Country just in just a little bit with my buddy Casey Bond. But first, we're going to go over what's coming to Netflix. And that's why I have Marty here. And Marty, can you stop breathing directly into the microphone?
You made me climb five flights of stairs, Bill. I have to breathe hard.
You just breathe through your mouth then. You breathe through your nose and it sounds like this. Like you're a dragon getting ready to breathe fire.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But you just got to not
do it.
What
do you expect?
You do it right into the microphone.
You made me do calisthenics right.
Well, you need to. You can't drive everywhere. You can't drive up the steps.
There's an elevator. That's what they were built for.
That you're not allowed on the elevator.
Why?
Because I said so.
Oh, geez. You make the rules now.
No, I like to take the steps, so you can take the steps. You're not going to die. It's actually going to make you healthier by taking the steps.
I belong to a gym. That's what the gym's for. You're taking away the gym's purpose. You're putting the gym out of business.
Do you go to the gym?
Once a week.
And what do you do there?
I sleep on the couch sometimes. I do, because I'm tired. My friend wakes me up too early to take me to the gym. My sleeping patterns are messed up. I stay up late at night, and he wakes me up too early, and I go to the gym, and I have to sleep.
What time do you usually get to the gym?
9:15.
A.M.?
A.M.
And then you just sleep on the couch?
I sleep on the couch.
You don't actually work out at the gym.
I try to, but it's too early.
All right. Should we go over some movies that are coming to Netflix?
Yes.
You don't have Netflix right now, though.
No.
But I'm going to put it on your phone so you can start watching.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Motorama.
That's your favorite of all time?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That and Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. I wonder if that's on Netflix. It might be. Motorama.
Motorama.
And then what are those things on the internet called?
Commercials?
No. The pictures? You said it wrong.
Memes.
And how do you actually say it?
Memes.
There you go. I'm teaching him. Oh, also, we went to celebrate him passing his test, we went to Melt. And then when we were at Melt, you thought that there was another business inside Melt.
There was a big Dairy Queen sign. I wanted an ice cream cone, so I thought I can order an ice cream, big chocolate twist ice cream.
Calm down. You're getting all gurgly.
Ice cream from Dairy Queen inside Melt.
Why are you getting so gurgly?
I don't know. Well, I thought there was a Dairy Queen inside Melt because it was a big, huge sign.
And how did you find out?
It wasn't a small sign. It was a huge sign. I asked.
And they said what?
And you were laughing at me. And
it was hilarious.
They said, no, there's no Dairy Queen here. They said they wish there was a Dairy Queen.
I wish there had been for your sake. I would have made me feel great because then I wouldn't have had to laugh at you. I'd just been happy for you. But
well, maybe they're putting one in.
I don't think they are.
Well, maybe they should.
Maybe they should. I'll talk to Matt Fish about that. I'll see if we can do that. All right, so your favorite movie of all time is Motorama, and then you also like Shutter Island. Why do you like Shutter Island so much?
Because it's about crazy people.
So you just like movies about crazy people?
That don't know they're crazy.
Oh, okay.
I'm crazy, but I'm not really crazy.
All right. Okay, well, here's some movies that are coming to Netflix. Batman Begins.
I like Batman Begins.
The Dark Knight.
I like The Dark Knight.
And here's one that you're really going to like. Magic Mike.
I don't know anything about Magic Mike. What's that about?
Magic Mike is, I feel like I have to just show you. I'll just show you the poster for Magic Mike, okay? And then you tell me.
Is it a basketball movie?
No.
Is it about strippers?
Here, you tell me what it's about based on that.
Strippers.
What kind of strippers?
Male strippers.
Do you want to watch it?
I don't want to watch that.
I think we should watch it and talk about it on this podcast.
I'll watch it if I get to talk about it on the podcast, if I get to advertise my stickers.
Yeah, you can advertise a sticker right now.
Okay, my stickers.
Up, time's up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What a Girl Wants is coming. Gran Torino, that's, you know that one?
Gran Torino, I like.
Yeah. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
I don't know what that's about.
That's an old movie.
Who's in it?
I don't even know. The new Grinch movie is coming out on June 5th on Netflix.
They can't do better than the old Grinch movie.
Let's see. The Black Godfather. I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on.
Do you think that's about, like, the Godfather? But it's like
about Godfather on crack.
Jesus, dude. Why?
Because that's what they deal in. They deal in crack.
Right, but why is he on crack?
The Godfather's dipping into his own supply.
You're terrible. You're going to get my podcast canceled with your racism. Did you see Wreck-It Ralph?
I like Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, the sequel is going to be on Netflix soon.
I will watch that.
All right. We'll talk about that one, too, when you watch that.
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yep. All right.
Well, someone needs to break the internet because it's a mind control machine.
How so?
It melts everyone's mind to goop, and it turns them against each other.
Like how?
It gets everyone plotting against each other for stupid reason because they don't like each other's cat pictures.
Okay. I don't think that's what happens, though.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, there's one called The Edge of Democracy. Is that something you'd want to watch?
Yes, because I'm a political science person. I just got an A in my quiz on public administration ethics.
You did?
Yeah, I'm writing a 4-page paper, but I've only written 2 pages. Cleveland State, I'm taking an online class.
Nice.
And this guy is serious about his schooling. He's writing all these things that I have to do, and he doesn't realize that I have other things to do.
I mean, when you put it like that, it's very clear that nothing is clear.
It's clear that he thinks I have all this time to
You have nothing but time. You nap on a couch once a week, and then what else do you do?
I have to keep up with my movies.
No, you don't even have movies to watch right now. I don't even know if I want to give you Netflix because then you're going to fail out of school because all you do is watch Netflix.
I'm keeping up with my school. I got an A on my first quiz, and I turned in my second quiz, and I don't know what I got on that yet. I'm very suspicious because he hasn't turned in my grade yet. I might have got a bad grade, and he's afraid to give it to me.
All right, if you say so. All right, there's a new Spider-Man movie coming to Netflix.
I'm behind on the Spider-Man. I was very up to date when the 3 Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire came up, and I liked them all, even though I know you hated number 3.
Number 3 was terrible.
And I did a joke about number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd that joke go?
Well, I did a joke about number 2, I think it was. It was something
poop
like...
Poop joke?
No, it ended with something like, and then I tucked my Spider-Man outfit into my pocket, and it was really funny.
Sounds like it. I don't think it was, though. But this new one is the animated one that just came out, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
So you don't have to see any of the other Spider-Mans.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I'll watch that.
Yeah, that'll be on Netflix.
I can't keep up with who the new Spider-Man is, though.
It's Tom Holland.
And Zendaya is some sort of chick of interest?
Yeah, that's his, she's, what's her face?
She's Mary Jane?
Yeah.
She's not Mary Jane.
Yep. Why not? Why
Mary
can't
Jane's
she be?
Mary Jane's not black.
She is now.
She is not.
Why
she's
can't
not Mary Jane. I read she's not Mary Jane.
Is she Mary Jane on crack because you're a racist that just thinks all black people smoke crack all the time?
I read she's not Mary Jane.
She is Mary Jane.
She's not Mary
At
Jane.
At the end of the movie, she says, I'm Mary Jane.
She does not say that.
She does say that.
That's not a real name.
It's her name.
That's her name.
Yeah.
How come I read she's not Mary Jane?
Because you read something that didn't have all the information.
She really is Mary Jane Watson.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
That's her name, Mary Jane Watson.
Is this making you upset?
No.
Are you having toxic masculinity right now?
No.
Are you?
No.
Okay, then why are you you're worked up?
I haven't watched all these Spider-Mans.
All right, we'll get them in there. We'll watch some movies with you. Bummer, though, there's a bunch of stuff leaving Netflix on June 1st. So if you want to watch any of the Legally Blonde movies, you got till this Saturday.
Well, Legal Blonde 1 I saw.
Legally Blonde 2 I did not see. I saw the first one.
Is there a 3?
I don't think so. But then there's Freddy vs. Jason and the Jungle Book and
I've seen Freddy vs.
Doom
Jason.
And Friday the 13th and I Am Legend and
I've seen I Am Legend.
All Kill Bill.
I've seen the
gone.
Other version of I Am Legend also.
They're taking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 off on June 5th.
So. There's a Volume 2 to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, it's great.
That's when Groot is a little kid.
Yeah, a little baby Groot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you'll have time to watch that.
I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Well, then what the hell, man?
That's because this guy's got me doing all his homework and quizzes and stuff. He's nuts. He thinks that ethics is in public administration. No one has ethics in public administration. Why am I studying it?
Do you want to call him out?
He thinks I need some ethical standard in public administration. I have an ethical standard in comedy, and I wrote him that in my quiz paper.
That you got an A on?
Yeah.
So then I think it's all settled.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then you'll be all right. We'll get you all caught up. What about TV series? What's your favorite TV series of all time?
Because
they have a bunch of TV series you can watch on Netflix as well.
Good Times.
Good Times. Good Times.
Good Times.
Dynamite. Is that right?
Dynamite. And yeah. With Penny, Jane Jackson was Penny. You know that.
Yeah. And were they all on crack?
None of the kids were ever on drugs.
All right, because, anytime anyone says something about black people, you say they're on crack.
They may have had some episodes with some other people were on drugs.
I would like you to issue a public apology right now.
To who?
To black people over the Black Godfather joke that you tried to make.
It wasn't a joke! I said the Black Godfather was on his supply of crack. Was dipping into his supply. You know the Black Godfather was selling crack.
You don't know that, though.
He might have been selling...
You're presuming.
Well, he wasn't selling cocaine to white people. His customers
you don't know what he's doing. You don't know what the Black Godfather even is.
He was pimping hoes.
You don't know that.
Oh, I'm sure he was pimping hoes.
You don't know anything about the Black Godfather.
I know that this
You
guy,
just know the title.
That there was a comedy producer called The Godfather that stiffed me $25. And
change the subject.
I didn't have enough gas money to get home.
Oh,
and
no.
And I almost ran out of gas.
Uh-oh. And then
and
what
he
happened?
He owes me $25 still.
You hear that, Godfather? Marty's coming for you because he's got a license now.
And he was pounding drinks, and he didn't have enough money to pay me, but he was pounding his expensive drinks.
What kind of drinks was he drinking?
Mixed drinks. Those are expensive.
They are. Where was that at?
Some place in the hood.
What year?
Years ago.
Did it actually happen?
Yeah, it happened.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else you want to plug? You want to plug your stickers?
Well, I'm plugging my stickers. But I got new stickers coming out in June.
All right. Thanks.
And I changed the
That's
text.
All.
No.
That's all. You just got stickers coming out. Oh, no, go ahead and tell us about your stickers.
Okay, the stickers are a caricature of me in a straitjacket. A caricature of me in a straitjacket with two orderlies behind me, and I'm at a microphone, and it's like I was on Last Comic Standing in 2008, and it's... You've heard of FOP cards where you show to a cop and get out of a ticket. These are FOCP stickers, friend of a crazy person. You show it to a crazy person and they'll leave you alone.
There you go. And how much do they cost?
Whatever you want to give to my to get me to become a famous comedian.
Like a button? Can I just give you like a old button that fell off a shirt?
No, you got to give me cash.
Okay.
I take foreign currency.
What about like a Chuck E. Cheese token.
No.
You're the hiccups?
Yeah. Whoa, King of the Steps caused me to have hiccups. It caused me great physical pain and anguish and hiccups.
All right, well, you can take the steps downstairs, too, and that'll reverse the hiccups.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, you can take the elevator down if you want. All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, say it like you mean it. Like,
goodbye,
you gotta
have bye-bye stickers.
You have to have, like, a sign-off.
Like, a sign-off?
Yeah, like this is Marty. Peace out. Something like that.
This is Marty. Watch out on the road. The miracle driver is coming at you.
Why are you saying it like Borat?
I'm not saying it like Borat.
You're like, a miracle driver is coming at you.
Because it was a miracle that I passed the test. I hit the cones twice.
You're going to kill so many people with that car.
Yes.
All right, get off the roads. Marty's driving. And coming up, we got Casey, and we're talking about the wine country with Amy Poehler.
Netflix and Bill.
Let me get a test on this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Get right up in it.
Probably needs to be lower.
Oh, God, you turned. All right.
Sometimes I get in the mode of, like, music recording, and they're like, eat the mic, put your mouth on it, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you don't gotta get that close, just so I can hear you, and it looks like you're good. All right, so here we are with Casey Vaughn, and she is an internet friend of mine for, I don't know.
4 or 5 years now?
I feel like more than that. I feel like
maybe
since I was, before I was on the show.
I think so.
So I've been on the show for almost 6.5 years. So I want to say like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. With, back to your cosplay days and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
And you used to do, you'd go to conventions and stuff like that?
I did. I worked for horror merch. I've worked for other companies. Just doing vending. Scott Blair Art is someone I've worked with a bunch. He's drawn me in various states of cosplay. And did appearances at his booth a lot.
What is the most popular cosplay you ever did? Like something that like went viral or just got like a ton of hits?
That R2-D2 bathing suit.
Yeah.
Everybody knew me as the R2-D2 girl. And to this day, I think you can still Google R2-D2 girl, and I'm on at least the first page.
Well, that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
Erica, if you Google Joan Jett's camel toe. She's the first picture, so.
That's amazing. And I'm going to Google that when I get home.
Yeah, you can do it right now. You got a phone there. It's worth looking at because it is an aggressively large camel toe. Like, it is, her Georgia. Pants, yeah, they really get up there. And it's these, like, red leather pants. So hit images.
Yeah.
And boom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Was this at Warped Tour?
No. This was at the Roxino.
Okay.
Like 5 or 6 years ago.
I met her at Warped Tour once.
Yeah.
And she is a gem. But
she's great. I just saw her performing at Sonic Temple. She went on right before the Foo Fighters.
Nice.
And I wasn't at that stage, but they were playing her set on like the main screens. And she's fantastic.
Heck yeah.
And she doesn't care. Like that's not something that's going to embarrass Joan Jett.
Right.
She's like,
that's
yeah,
one hell of a picture. Like, she probably likes the publicity.
She's just letting everybody know. That's where, when I say, do you want to touch me there? That's what I'm talking about.
That's what she's referring to.
Right.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'm into it.
So you did the cosplay thing for a while. You've done some marketing. You got a bunch of tattoos and done some modeling.
I've done
a lot
of random stuff, from music to movies to modeling. I've dabbled in all of it.
You acted in movies or like worked on movies?
Yes, I was in a couple horror movies.
I think that's the one, like if you've been in movies, like they're horror movies. Like
yeah.
I'm not trying to take it down, but I feel like if you want to be cast in a movie, go for a horror movie and. Because those are the ones that you can make low budget,
yeah,
and people actually care.
A lot of the ones that I've worked on were because I'm friends with people through the convention scene.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, I'd really like to use you for this.
I really want to kill you on screen.
Yeah.
Did you die in all of them?
Not in all of them.
Okay.
In one of them, I played a doctor. I did die in After Party Massacre. But I have a buddy who jokes because I don't get naked in horror movies. Just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. All for it. But he deemed me Miss Never Nude. So it's about to become a running joke in some of his films. He tries to like sneak me in there with cameos where.
Right. And then also make sure that you have clothes on.
Right.
Which that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, that's one of those things where I feel like back in the day, horror movies needed the nudity.
Right. No one's going to watch this unless there's tits.
Right. But in this day and age where you can get tits everywhere.
Right.
You don't need
it's
the
not
nudity
as necessary.
As much. It's still, there's a camp level to mm-hmm. it. Like, just random boobs for the sake of putting boobs in it.
Don't get me wrong, the boobs in that movie are great.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So I'm just saying, like, it's not as integral to the horror genre where I would watch scary movies predominantly for the, like, I would just fast forward through them to try and catch boobs a lot of times.
The 80s era of VHS horror was just the best.
Yeah.
I still love it to this day.
What's your favorite?
One of my favorites.
We probably should have done a horror movie.
Brain Damage too. I don't know why. I just really liked that one.
I don't even. I'm not familiar.
Basket Case too. They're good.
Both sequels.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this was definitely not a horror movie.
Right. It was very funny.
And there was. We're talking about Wine Country. It's a Netflix original starring a bunch of very. I should probably pull up.
Very funny ladies. I did have to IMDb a couple of them.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with Paula Pell.
Yeah. What is she from? Because I'm not familiar with.
She was a writer on SNL.
Okay. She's very funny in this movie.
Yeah. And when I pulled her up,
is she the blonde one?
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of acting credits, but she has a lot of writing credits, and I was really into that, so I'm going to look into more of her other works at this point, but I'm a huge fan of Amy Poehler, and...
Well, it's a lot of SNL people.
Yeah.
So it's Amy Poehler, Rachel Dratch, Anna Gasteyer, Maya Rudolph, Paula Pell, Emily Spivey, and then you have Tina Fey showing up in there, of course.
And that character was just genius. Yeah. It was too good.
Very funny. Basically, it's Rachel Dratch's 50th birthday, and they all want to get together, and Amy Poehler's, like, the type A, kind of, you know, shades of Leslie Knope character.
Yeah.
Where she's going to plan everything and have an itinerary and make sure that everybody gets the most out of this weekend, and they all kind of have their, like, the opening montage of the movie is setting up all those quirks.
Yeah,
where
definitely.
Where it's, you know, you know how this is all going to clash.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have friends like that?
I do have a pretty good group of friends like that, but I don't.
Do you have like a vacation group?
Haven't. I think we've tried, but it doesn't always pan out because our lives have gone in so many different directions. I think that's what I liked about this movie is that they all remained in touch after working together at a pizza place. Like,
yeah.
How often does that really happen? I have friends from like my college years that I still do. Travel to visit.
I have people that still work here that I'm not in touch with, like that I consider friends.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, but
it
I don't
can be hard.
See. Yeah.
When you're grown up, it's really hard. I think that was one of the aspects I enjoyed about this movie was like, we're grown ass adults still getting together, still getting away from our kids and our husbands and doing the girl thing. And I admired that.
Yeah. I had that kind of group of friends. Like, I have some close friends, but I've never done like, hey, friends vacation. Like, I can barely get away with my family, let alone my friends. I haven't done a lot of vacationing. And usually when I have time off, I go and do more work.
Right.
Like, and it's, again, like, I have a fun job where I can go and do stand-up in a place like New York or L.A. or Chicago or wherever.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, some work, and I'm trying to get better at that. So in a couple weeks, when it's 4th of July, I'm going to Virginia to visit a friend and just not doing stand-up. Just doing fun things and just, like, actually decompressing because for, you know, the past 15 years, I haven't done that all that many times.
I did that for a very long time. And in the last couple years, I have made efforts that once a year, I do go on a friend vacation.
That's good.
And we've done Disney World, Disneyland, and Universal, and it's a blast.
Now, did you take kids to Disney?
Nope.
Just adults going to Disney.
Just adults getting drunk at Disney.
Now, Alan is very skeptical of this.
It's amazing.
And you say it's amazing.
For an anxiety-ridden person like myself, the customer service is top-notch, and everything's just kind of such a controlled environment that I don't worry about anything. Now, I know where things are. I know what I can do. There's lots of booze and food.
Yeah. I've read about this and heard about this, where if you... I mean, it costs a ton of money. But if you get like a group of 10 people, it's like 10 grand, 15 grand or something like that for like 6 hours. But you get VIP treatment
and
they'll take you around. You don't have to wait in line. You get anything you want. Yep. And again, it's a lot of money. But if you have 10 friends and everybody chips in, it could make Disney real
difference.
Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's I think it's like $6,000. So it's not even like it's less than a grand a piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a huge commitment financially, but I feel like the payoff would be worth it just because I hear that is ahead of the game as Disney is on, like you said, the customer service and stuff like that, it's still very crowded.
Yeah.
And it's a...
Oh, and the Star Wars stuff, everything's going to be a mess. Yeah. I don't want to go for like 2 years.
Just to let it all kind of die down for a bit
and let me get in there without a reservation or without a huge crowd. But
yeah, I haven't been to Disney since I was like 14 years old, so I'm not really... But I liked it then, but I would just... I think at that time I just went to MGM. And so...
Not even MGM anymore.
Yeah. What is it now?
It's Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Okay,
they're
in the
process of just kind of adding all these movie franchises that are now under their umbrella.
Yeah, because they have almost everything now. Yeah, everything. It's pretty crazy. So you are... You approve of the adult vacation to Disney without kids.
Absolutely.
And you say you
all
can
for
make it good. All right. So you went there with your husband and
yeah.
you guys, like, and how many people were in your group?
The past couple times, either just me and him or like me and three other friends.
Okay.
I just went to California. I went to Las Vegas in California in February with my friend Misty. It was just me and her, girls trip, and we had an awesome time.
See, I feel like that's more manageable for me, where it's like me and one other person.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that, like, about this movie that gives me so much anxiety is doing things in big groups.
Yeah.
Like trying to get six people into a restaurant. And
yeah.
Everybody, like you get that one friend that takes forever to order, and you get that person that is just on their own schedule. And like, that's the kind of thing that just does not, like, I can relax and be okay with that in that setting. But also at the same time, just thinking about trying to get everywhere, like, it makes me insane.
Do we all want to do this? Do you not want to do this?
Right.
We made the plan, so we're doing the thing.
So they get to this beautiful house in the Napa Valley.
I want to stay in that house.
That house is amazing.
It
the
was
pool
awesome.
Was great. And I'll be honest, as far as places that I would like to go in the United States, I don't have, or even just anywhere, that's a place where it's the kind of scenic that I like.
Yeah.
I like rolling hills. I like mountains and things like that. And it's so green. It's almost like that's as close as you can get to Switzerland in America.
Right. And I like that they show you those rolling landscapes, and the movie really gives you a sense of, like, look how great where they're at. But I felt like they did a good job of, like, the character saying, we're not even really focused on this.
We're
focusing on other things.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're in that, and it's, like, impressive for the first few minutes that they're there.
And then they're like, give us
and
the wine.
And they're like, yeah, just give us the wine. And then the people, like, try and explain all about the wine and give them the, like, nah, I don't care where the wine comes from. I just want to get it in my body.
Right.
Like, I'm not really that concerned with how wine is made and all the different notes in it.
The focus
and that's
seemed
how
to
I
be
feel.
Getting drunk and not the itinerary.
Right. And I feel, and I can relate to that. I'm all about getting drunk over the itinerary. I like going on a vacation without an itinerary. If we can end up doing some stuff, that's fine.
Right.
But like a hard itinerary.
I think I'm both. I like to have somewhat of a plan.
Well, like an outline.
Yeah.
Versus itinerary.
But then you just
hey, today we're
going
to do this thing and this thing and this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have this much time to relax as well. But like jam-packing stuff in, no.
Yeah.
That's not
That fun. Becomes not fun.
Right. All right. So all these girls got their different personalities. They're all going through different stuff in their life. And they get there and they're just, you know, I like all their interactions. The only thing that I thought was completely out of place in this movie, because I thought the writing was good, I thought it was funny, I thought, you know, you can obviously tell they all have a lot of chemistry because these
Agreed.
Are real life friends.
Yeah.
When they're like, hey, are your knees gonna be okay, to Paula
Pell?
That
was weird.
And then she's like, yeah. And then she like runs and does like a flip and like, all right, well, that was a little too slapstick for the setting that we're in this movie.
Yeah. Eh. I thought that scene was a little out of place too. I felt like the first 30 to 45 minutes almost were like, I don't want to say pointless because you really got a sense for them, but it almost seemed like, where is the story going?
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Right.
And to be honest, I turned it on accident. Netflix likes to put their latest and greatest on the main screen. And
latest, not always greatest.
Play a little preview. And I hit play and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to watch this now.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard that I was like, okay, I'm watching this again, and I'm making my husband watch it because it was funny.
Now, what did he think of it?
He liked it.
He did.
There
like
are
it.
A lot of laughs.
I mean, it's definitely a movie geared towards women. Like, I don't think mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of guys that listen to this podcast yeah. and be like, oh, I got to watch that movie. But if you want to watch it with your lady,
right.
it's definitely...
It's a date movie.
It's a date movie, and it's going to be funny for everybody because it is... Like I said, the chemistry between the characters mm-hmm. is very natural, and I really appreciate that. And I also like that they all look like ladies that are in real life, whereas you get
yeah.
so many movies where it's like, oh, we're a bunch of middle-aged women out to have a good time, but they're, you know, it's Nicole Kidman.
It's unrealistic.
And Jennifer Lopez. Like, how do you keep that body? Because that's all I have. I'm Jennifer Lopez.
This was very grounded for sure.
Right.
I liked that about it. That's where
I thought
I'm
it was great.
In my life. And
yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
Listen, you got
this.
Them all beat, I'll be honest. Like, there's not.
Well, thank you.
But
I really liked the things we say now.
That was funny.
That I can see myself saying that and
yeah.
how Tina Fey kind of catches on at the end and, you know, mm-hmm. uses it improperly. I have bees.
Yeah.
Like,
bees
the yeah. Are they your pets? That was funny. But I thought the writing was really, really good. I actually... I was kind of wondering how much of it was improv and how much of it was written.
That's what I was wondering.
A lot of it felt off the cuff, just, I said this, and it's hilarious. The
right.
jokes were nonstop. Like, that was funny. That's something I would say.
And I also like I'm not a big fan. I mean, it depends on the movie, but a movie like this where there's a lot of subtle jokes
mm-hmm.
that are just put out there, and, like, when they're all at dinner and they start doing the... Oh, what they all start singing it.
Oh, yeah. I thought I wrote it down. It's an 80s song. Why can't I think of it?
But they all start singing this thing
yeah.
together.
And they sing it multiple times.
Yeah, and it becomes like a running gag through the whole thing.
Yeah.
But just silly. And so, like, things like that. And they're just very relaxed together. And I think that's what makes... I mean, I'm keeping on the same point, but that's what made the movie so enjoyable for me is
yeah.
just how much fun they probably had filming this together. But then also, there's some conflict in it, and
mm-hmm.
that felt just as organic because they probably all did butt heads at some time.
Right. I really liked the tarot reading. I felt like that was when the movie was finally like, okay,
you're
now
getting
we're
its
getting
point.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And just the jokes in that scene were really good.
Yeah.
Like the anxious friend... And she goes to read, and she looks up. She's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, next.
Now, do you believe in things like that, like tarot readings and stuff like
it,
that?
Yeah.
You're into it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I have. Like, I've had my fortune read or whatever mm-hmm. it was one time, and the guy was so far off. Like, he couldn't have been more far off. I talked about it on the radio show. It was when we were in Jamaica.
Okay.
And I sit down, and this guy's like, you're in finance. I'm like, couldn't be further from what I do. Like, he's like, but you care about people. I'm like, who the fuck doesn't care about people? Like, you're just
right.
grasping at straws now. Like, I get what you know how to read people in this environment. You thought that I fit this archetype that you
right.
can just, like, figure
I
it out. But I am not what you thought.
I think there are people that are sincerely into it. But I think that there are people who
it's a skill.
Say they are, and then they just are buying into people's
well,
like,
here's
fears
what I,
and
like,
what they talk about.
It's a skill. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, can they tell you about your life and maybe get some vibes off of you? Absolutely.
For sure.
But are they using magic to do it? No.
Not
it's
so much.
Not magic. It's just, they're just, and again, they're going to tell you something that you want to
mm-hmm.
feel and or you want to hear. Because it's never like they tell you that and they're like, shit, your life's a mess and it's your fault. Like, that's never been
right.
how it goes, right? Like,
they
has anybody ever gone into
seeking.
A tarot card reading and been like, oh, you're the problem? I know you'd say everybody else is the problem, but it's actually you.
And I liked that
I would respect
the woman that played the tarot card reader. She was very straightforward. Like, her delivery of her lines was just so good that made me like it more.
Yeah. Have you done that before? You've done some tarot card sessions?
I have not done tarot.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm. But I did do a couple palm readers, fortune teller type things in high
okay.
school, and for the most part, they were right, but it was very general. It
yeah.
was like,
well,
okay,
yeah.
here's this. Okay, that was very broad.
You have goals and you want to achieve them. How did you know?
Right. But I did like that character for sure.
Yeah. And it does set up the movie, and it kind of puts them on a track, and it was used well as a device in this movie.
The cliche of, oh, that'd make a great tattoo, that made me laugh as well. I thought that was pretty funny and stereotypical.
Yeah.
You hear that a lot, like, oh, that's great, and you're like, no, that's not what
just,
it's for.
Yeah, just
listen to what I have to say first.
Out. Yeah. That's funny. All right, so then they get into, like, now they're getting kind of sick of each other. It's like the second night or whatever, and they're all the conflict's starting to stir up. The girl that is always working, the type A that needs control in her life, the lady that's, you know, aging, it's her birthday. The one thing that I did relate to pretty hard was the Paula Pell's character meeting this girl. She's a lesbian. She hits on this waitress, gets her number, and then the
just
girl...
feeling good about
it. Yeah, feeling good about it.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, I still got it. And then it turns out to basically just be a sales pitch for this girl to sell her, like, $500 piece of art.
Right. And Fran Drescher art. You're forgetting
Fran Drescher art. Yes, yes. Fran Drescher art. That was a really funny thing because they go to this art show, and this girl that is their server on... in one of the earlier scenes, is having this, she's got this whole installment in this art show, and it's all Fran Drescher stuff, and she's talking about the
and
nanny.
And they don't even notice right away.
Yeah.
Is what gets me.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you not notice? Like,
because they're looking for the wine.
Right.
They need the wine.
And then they get into it with the millennials and, like, criticizing the young folks these days, and
yep.
I thought that
was
funny.
I think it's funny because the millennials' view of the nanny and stuff like that, because she probably watched it when she was a little kid, and she's like, this show's so important. But if you watch that as an adult, you're like, oh, it's just regular ass sitcom.
There's Fran Drescher.
Yeah, it's not.
They'd have to be watching it in syndication now.
Yeah. Syndication, or it's probably like maybe it was on Netflix, but she got really into it and did a whole bunch of art with Fran Drescher and got to the point where she was able to sell some of it using her lesbian charms.
And Devin asks about the painting. Where are you going to put that?
Yeah.
Devin comes with the house.
Devin comes with the house, played by Jason Schwartzman. Very funny character.
He was
character.
Really good in that.
He was very, very good.
I don't think I've ever seen anything he's done that I didn't like. There may be things I haven't seen,
but he's very funny.
Liked all his characters.
He's quite good. And so then as they go through the rest of it, they kind of come back together. They recreate the pizza... place that they all
cute.
Met. It was super cute. But none of them ate pizza. And that made me crazy. I'm like, you guys got that pizza. It's from Chicago.
It's
you're
there.
Talking about it. Fucking eat a piece of pizza.
Antonio's is an Ohio thing, too.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
I think they're just going with generic.
Right. Well, but how Italian can we get?
Yes.
For this.
Antonio's a pretty Italian name. It's like either you go with the Antonio or Lorenzo or what's another... Mario, I don't know.
Right? Giordano's is really the thing in Chicago. I'm guessing they didn't have the licensing to use that.
And then also, that's... Now, let's talk pizza for a second.
All right.
Do you like that deep dish Chicago pizza?
I love it.
You do?
I order it frozen, shipped from wherever they ship from. But there is one in Columbus now.
You like that deep,
mm-hmm.
that's like cake and pie.
Give me
like,
cheese that's going to kill me. Yes,
oh, man, I can't do it. I like a thin crust pizza.
I
like a New York style pizza.
For the first time, I was up there doing a convention, and we ordered it to be delivered. And me and my friend Kate ordered it. And, you know, as soon as dude walks in, everybody's going, where'd you get that?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took half of one home to my husband, drove it home from Chicago to Cleveland, and then I was hooked. And, I mean, I like regular pizza, too. Don't get me wrong. Ohio pie is my jam right now. But
Ohio pie.
I like the deep dish.
Yeah.
I like cheese.
I like cheese, too, but I can't do those. It's not my thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like the... It just doesn't do it for me.
It's like a cake, but cheese.
Yeah.
I'm into it, though.
All right. Well, I mean, you're allowed to be. We're all allowed to like bad things. It's okay. I'm more of a New York slice kind of guy, but then, you know, as far as Ohio style pizza goes, Ohio pie, they're the shit. That is real good stuff.
I have friends traveling from all over to get it now, and I have a friend from North Carolina convinced to come up here and get their pizza and then go to Cedar Point. So
that's not a bad day.
The internet is doing its job.
Yep. It's an amazing place. A weird place sometimes, but pretty amazing. All right, so they get to the pizza, and then this is when it all falls apart because Anna Gasteyer's character, who's the workaholic, keeps getting left out. And this is one that I relate to a lot. Like, that's probably the character of everyone I relate to the most, because I do miss a ton of stuff because I have, like, an unusual schedule. And I always have put work before mm-hmm. pretty much anything else, just because I felt like I needed to. And now I'm getting to a point in my life where I can turn down things and kind of shift that balance.
Yeah. Your time becomes important.
Yeah. And getting away from work and not just making that my only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, like, between the radio show and stand-up, I've missed a lot of things
mm-hmm.
That are important to people. And that's why, like, something like this, a friend's vacation, is not something that I've ever really done.
Right.
But I feel like maybe I should do it.
Yeah, you definitely tend to make time for different things as you get older. I was so involved with so many things. I worked two jobs. I worked retail in my 20s, which everybody knows can be a nightmare.
Can it? I thought it was great. I thought it was really nice.
You can never have
and
off
always understanding.
And
yeah.
Now okay. I have a job where I
and
get
also like,
solid weeks off at a time, and
you
I
get,
have the time to do those things.
You get those jobs too, like when you're working retail or you're working service industry, something like
mm-hmm.
that, where you're not getting holidays off. So
yeah.
The days that everybody else is like, hey, I have off on these days, that's when you sometimes have to make
yeah.
the most amount of money. Like, you're like, oh, this is when I actually
right.
really can, like,
brunch
bring
is
it in.
Kill it on a
yeah.
holiday. So
yeah.
if you're in that industry, you don't want to take off.
Right.
I was a bartender at the time when I got married. So was my husband. And for two bartenders to take off work, it was so hard. We ended up getting married
impossible.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
We flew to Vegas on a Sunday, got married on a Monday, went back to work on Wednesday.
How long have you been married?
10 years.
That's amazing.
Right?
That's like, in millennial years, that's like being married 60 years.
Right? They're like, yeah. oh my gosh.
10 years is a long time.
And we were only together 2 weeks when we got engaged. Everybody's like, y'all are nuts.
All right, you are.
This isn't going to work.
You guys, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to work. It seems like it's working, but that shit's wild.
Right?
How long? Okay, so you guys were engaged for you were dating
engaged
for 2 weeks.
Engaged after 2 weeks, but we made the date 9 months out. Because we figured I'll be able to figure out if I fucking hate you by then.
All right, but still, that's still really fast.
Right? It's pretty fast.
And now you guys are 10 years strong.
Yeah.
Basically.
It'll be 11 this October.
That's incredible. Congratulations
so we
get on that.
Really
because
well.
That is very rare.
He doesn't have an internet presence, so a lot of people didn't think he was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I took him to a convention, and everybody's like, holy shit, your husband's as funny as you are. And mm-hmm. he likes to get drunk. So my friends realized
sounds
real quick.
Sounds like a good
dude. Okay, he is real.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's.
I mean, he watched this movie with me, so.
Yeah. I knew he was real. I didn't doubt it.
You're a real boy.
I just didn't know that you guys were together that short
yeah.
of time before getting married. That's
yeah.
bananas.
It kind of was.
But if it's working, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And speaking of which, I did think that the whole running thing about the main character's husband sucking, they kind of like.
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian sucks. And then it was just like epiphany. Like, you know what? He sucks. No, she knows now. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he sucks.
Now, we all know people that are in relationships like that.
Yeah.
Where you're just kind of waiting. Like, and you try to let them know.
I'm that friend.
Yeah.
I will let you know.
And then
like,
they're
I
like.
I don't think he's the
but
one.
But you don't know.
I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
But it's I'm that person, but I was also that person in that relationship.
Yeah.
For an unneeded amount of time, but.
But as long as you get out of it.
Right.
It is one of those things that's really depressing, though, when you see someone in a
mm-hmm.
shitty relationship and they're just
no.
afraid to get out of it.
Don't do the thing.
Don't do it. We're not living in a time where you have to stay in that situation. If you're in a shitty situation, get the fuck out of there.
Right.
If you got kids, if it's complicated, whatever, you'll be happier. So,
yeah.
So go be happier. that's the message of the movie overall is go be happier.
Right.
Accept who you are and be who you're happy.
And be open about your problems.
Right.
Don't bottle them up. Tell people what's going on, especially your best friends.
And that's one of those things where they kind of get into it with the millennials at the art show where they're all like, how are you guys all so confident and happy? And they're like, I've hated myself.
Yeah. I had to drive to the corner store for lesbian porn.
Yeah.
So,
and
I
did poetry one time and nobody, I bombed hard and I hated myself and that made me a good writer. And like, I get that. Like, because I'm like a cussed millennial where I'm like the oldest you can be to be a millennial. And I relate more a lot of times to Generation X.
I do too. I'm in that cusp.
Yeah.
I've read about what they consider the Star Wars generation, that if you were born in the years that those first three Star Wars movies are. You're not Generation X and you're not a millennial. You're this weird hybrid.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
And that's where I'm at. I'm 81, so I don't relate to millennials.
82, get it.
But at the same time, I'm not old enough to be a Gen Xer, so I'm just like, whatever.
Right, and but it gives us a lot more perspective of both generations, you know.
We're that generation that had internet and dial-up and VHS and digital, and we kind of had the best of everything, so we relate to more things.
Okay. Yeah, but then we get shit on for both things.
True.
Being old and young. It's a very confusing generation to be in.
I agree.
But I'm glad I have you as a part of it. So overall, I think we're going to wrap this up, but good... It was a very funny movie. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Great date movie if you're just looking for something to watch with your significant other and have some wine and have some laughs.
Agreed. I laughed the whole time, even when it didn't seem like there was a point. The writing was just...
It's just fun. Good performances, good writing, and again, the chemistry between the characters was fantastic.
Absolutely. So. I will say that I really liked the montage where the first night...
Yeah.
And I got a little miffed when they were going through the songs, and I'm like, what you got against Outkast? Nothing new. And no Tarantino. I'm like, what do you have against the RZA? Like, come on. But that montage was really, really good.
I agree. I don't have anything to add to it, but anything else you want to add?
No.
Anything you want to plug?
No. If anybody wants to follow me, my Instagram and Twitter are at @HelloMsPoison, MsPoison. I'm kind of interesting, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think you're very interesting. And thank you for coming on, and we'll see you guys next week. I don't know what show I'm doing yet, because I should know that stuff, right? Shouldn't I have that all prepared in advance?
Plan. Or wing it, either way.
I pretty much just wing it. Yeah, I just wing it. So you guys, you'll find out when next week what we're talking about. But thanks for listening to this one. Subscribe, share, and like, and all that stuff. Bye.
Netflix and Bill is produced by Bill Squire and edited by Joe Sweeney.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.